Message number 1183. Many are called but few are chosen to stay true to me. Saturday, August 2, 2014 at 10:16. My dearly beloved daughter, following me in this my final journey to fulfill my Father's covenant can be likened to that of a group of climbers ascending a mountain. Okay, now that this is a high mountain, a tough terrain and full of obstacles which will present problems for even the most experienced mountaineer, as it will present surprising and unexpected twists and turns at every level and around every corner. Those who trust in what I say and who follow me with an open and willing heart will find this journey easier than others. However, many who are confident at the beginning of this journey may walk too quickly and take great leaps in an attempt to climb to the top. These are the people who will fall the hardest, and their descent to the bottom will be the most painful. Others who are not experienced climbers but who follow the clear instructions given to them by He who leads them will in many instances reach the top first. Their trust, their patience and their willingness to reach the pinnacle at all costs will provide them with great energy and enthusiasm which will sustain them in their rise to the top. Those who do not stop regularly and drink to quench their thirst will become dehydrated, and those who forget to take food with them will find it impossible to retain their strength. Every step of this journey presents new challenges, dangerous bends and almost impossible boulders to climb over. It will take a very strong person of sound mind and body to remain in line in the climb to the top. They will find themselves distracted by others who have lost faith in their own ability to navigate their way up the mountain, and they will constantly try to pull them away from their task. Then there will be others jealous of those who are making great strides forward, who will try to trip up the climbers by placing traps and other obstacles before them in order to slow them down. These disillusioned and jealous souls will do all that they can to stop the determined and dedicated climber from reaching the top. They will create lies to try and convince those on their journey to stop, to walk away for fear of great dangers which may lie ahead. They will tell them that the leader of the mountaineers is unfit to take them to the top, and because of this they will be in great danger should they be so foolish as to continue on what they will say is a dangerous and arduous journey. And so it will continue, this journey of mine, up to the day when I will come again. Many are called but few are chosen to stay true to me. Some are called and do follow me. Then they betray me. Their hatred of me is the worst of all, for they are the ones who brought me souls along this journey towards salvation. But when they succumb to the temptation of Satan, who plants terrible lies within their souls, they will be the ones who will pull souls away from me. Only those with a humble soul, tender heart, free of malice, pride and ego will succeed in reaching the top of the mountain. When that day takes place, those who walked away from me and who betrayed me will find nowhere to go, for the path that led up the hill will be no more. Your Jesus.